손흥민에게
손흥민 왼발이 열렸어요.
손흥민! 골! 손흥민입니다.
With the countdown clock reading 19 days to go to Korea's opening group match against Sweden, the Red Devils took on Honduras in a friendly that saw Son Heung-min score a banger of a goal and former Barca Academy star Lee Seung-woo get his senior debut. In this tavern pod recorded minutes after the full-time whistle blew at Daegu, we will react to Shin Tae-yong's side's 2-0 victory over Honduras.
Hello, welcome to the Tavern of the Take It Warriors podcast. I'm your host, Roy Gim, a.k.a. the old tavern owner. And we're just a few minutes past the full-time whistle. South Korea has just won 2-0 in Korea in a World Cup friendly, World Cup tune-up match, should we say. They're about to go into Russia 2018 in a very tough group. But first, let me introduce Tim Lee from Tavern Studio Quebec and Michael Welch from Tavern Studio Canada. How is everybody feeling?
Pretty good.
We're feeling pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. You know, John Cuban type of win. But let's see if we have any meaningful takeaways from this, because, you know, this was a C-plus, B-minus type of Honduras team. Can anybody fill me in first with this surprising starting 11 for Team Korea?
So between the sticks, we had Jo Seon-woo, who was playing in front of his home crowd in Daegu. At left back, Hong Chul. Center backs were Kim Young-kwon and Jung Seung-hyun. Right back, Go Yo-han. In the center of the midfield, we had Jung Woo-young and Ju Se-jong. Our wingers in this sort of formation were Lee Seung-woo and Lee Chung-yong. And up top, Son Heung-min and Hwang Hee-chan.
Fantastic. So, okay, so we got this 2-0 win. The goal scorers were Son Heung-min and a surprise substitution. I'll go back to Michael Welch. Take it away.
It was Moon Sung-min, and I was very happy.
Because?
He plays for my favorite team.
Incheon United. Yes, yes. We'll get to all the surprises and more. But first, let's get a quick take on the offense real quick. Korea in the first half looked like they had great possession, but it was the same story as we've seen before with the Korean national team, is that somewhere in the final third, something was a little missing. But I'm forgetting, I think the biggest surprise we had looking at the starting is, well, there's a couple surprises. One of them, Lee Seung-woo, who, you know, the tavern has been following for many, 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 many years. Let me start with that. Any thoughts on the lineup? Any thoughts on the surprising lineup of people that's in there? Knowing that we've had so many injuries in the past couple of weeks for the Korean squad.
I was happy with the lineup. I thought...
Yeah, so I think that, like, it was a good lineup in that, one, Shin Tae-yong resisted his urge to just sort of, like, go with Kim Shin-wook when he thinks, like, oh, 4-4-2, that's Kim Shin-wook's formation. I thought that was really good. And then bringing in Lee Seung-woo on the left side, like, he was very good all night.
The lineup was good. I think we generally enjoy the players that we saw in the offense today at the tavern. It's just our home tradition to enjoy those players starting together. There were things to work out. I think giving Lee Seung-woo a cap was a good sign of confidence from Shin Tae-yong that he really trusted him. Defense in the central midfield, we expected Lee Jae-sung and Lee Seung-young to be out for precautionary reasons. So Lee Seung-young's hand of cap will actually be this Friday. And so we saw Ju Se-jung, Chung Woo-young, which was a new pairing. And Ju Se-jung, as predicted, kind of came in as Lee Seung-young's poor man replacement. But yeah, I think all in all, it wasn't the first squad, but it was a lot of players who will come on as substitutes or have a chance at cracking it. So I think we're happy that Shin Tae-yong didn't go too conservative this time.
Mm-hmm. I have to quickly add in for all the people tuning in to this podcast that my first half, I had a hard time watching it because I had a shaky stream. Second half, I was able to tune in a little bit better. And what little I saw, I think it was clear. I think everybody had the same reaction about Isung Woo. Like, why hasn't this guy had a cap before? He just looked like a natural fit. I think, who is it? Jay Chi, who is manning the Tavern Twitter Live, said this about Isung Woo. I'm now of the opinion that Isung Woo must be a prominent factor at the World Cup. His ability to make space, his passing, and winning fouls deep is vital for Korea's attacking hopes. And this is a guy, Jay Chi, has been a little pessimistic about having the Hellas Verona substitute, and he hasn't played that many minutes for Hellas Verona, be a part of the squad.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, if we're going to talk more in depth about Lee Sung-woo and his performance today, if that's where we want to take this conversation.
Just for a hot minute.
Just for a hot minute. All right. Well, yeah, I think Lee Sung-woo, honestly, I had the same reaction. I was surprised he hadn't started. If you were someone who hadn't watched the KMT, you'd be surprised to see that this guy hadn't played before. I think for sure there's a certain raw element to his game, mm-hmm. where at times he was running into trouble. But I feel like I'd rather he take on players and lose the ball sometimes, because on the times he doesn't lose the ball, he's going to have incredible ball control and hit a nutmeg or, you know, just a Cruyff turn, whatever he does to get past his man. So I feel like his rawness is both a disadvantage and a benefit. It makes the side more direct, and I think this was lacking after Kwon Chung-Lin's injury. It's that directness in the team, and I think that he can offer that today.
I think we need a good dribbler who is unpredictable. I think that's the nature of, I think, good dribblers, that defenders have a hard time knowing where he's going to go and cut to. And quickly adding that the first goal, he had the vital assist on, because he took the ball away from one of the Honduras players in the backfield, got it to Son Heung-min, who then, who said it? He was a baller.
Yeah,
in
Michael.
Terms of knocking that in.
Chicago guy.
Yeah, he just rocketed it in there, and it was a really good goal. But you have to definitely point out that Lee Sung-woo's taking up the space that draws the defender away, and then he makes that pass and just sort of unselfishly knows that Son's right there.
That's right. Now, moving on quickly, it's probably not advantageous time-wise to talk about Son Heung-min and Hwang Hee-chan. They're both very similar players in some fashion up top. They did their job. Let's talk about something a little more controversial. Lee Chung-young. A lot of people have said maybe he doesn't deserve a place in the squad because he has hardly played any minutes at all for Crystal Palace for quite some time. What's the verdict today?
I'll go first and say that it looked like he hadn't played a lot of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
could he still be a vital cog, even if he's a little rusty?
I mean, so in my opinion,
the role for EJ Sung, right? I think because EJ Sung had a little niggling injury, not too serious. There's Lee Chung-young in that similar space.
Yeah, I feel like if Lee Jae-sung is healthy, he's going to start. And then I think, like, if you're looking for someone as an impact sub to, like, chase a goal, Koo Ja-chul and Lee Sung-woo would be much better at that.
Mm. Than Lee Chung-young. Okay.
Yeah, he looked rusty. He gave up the ball a bit. I didn't see much.
Okay. Tim, do you agree, or could he still have a part to play?
Well, first of all, I think that Lee Jae-sung and Lee Chung-young, though they would occupy the same space in the field, like right midfield, right? They use that in two very different ways. Lee Jae-sung would probably cut in more, while Lee Chung-young is more of the typical wide midfielder. Like, I agree that he wasn't very good today. That said, I've maintained the view for a while that, first of all, it's good having a veteran presence on the pitch, especially when the team is going to be as fluid as it is. And second of all, I think it does make sense to have a more traditional wide midfielder, just for balance, if you're going to have Lee Seung-woo, Hang Ye-chan, and Son Heung-min all starting. See, I don't know who you would drop, because obviously Lee Jae-sung needs to start. But I do think there's some benefit, and he might get some minutes or even a start against one of the three group opponents.
I mean, off the air, we were talking about the idea that Lee Jae-sung, as good as he is, and he needs to play for sure, mm-hmm. because he's such a good creative dribbler. There is this almost too much of a wealth of attacking players when you look at the composition. So
exactly, like similar players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that Son Heung-min and Lee Seung-woo are all identical, but in terms of their build, their reliance on agility, and taking on defenders, you know, they literally the core to Son Heung-min, Lee Seung-woo, and Hang Ye-chan's game, and neither of them are traditional, neither of them are in the position that they've been playing for a long time, or that they're used to playing. And Lee Chung-young, right midfield, that's his space, that's what he does.
Okay.
I don't know, we'll see. But I'm not completely closing the door to Lee Chung-young just yet on this game performance.
Let me move on to the central midfield then. Obviously, the big news was Lee Seung-young's out, but it's not a huge, necessarily a concern. Niggling injury, precaution. We know he's going to start. Barring any like training injuries, so we had Jung Woo Young and Ju Se Jung. What's a verdict with the central midfield? And again, looking at this from a big picture 4-4-2 formation.
So I liked Ju Se Jung. I thought he had good positioning. He sort of like knew when to jump in for a tackle. He made some good tackles and he made a couple good passes as well. So I thought he provided a pretty good account of himself. Jung Woo Young was sort of what he is and just sort of average.
You're being kind, I think. I hear some pauses when dealing with Jung Woo Young. Elaborate more. I mean, I think there is that elephant in the room that, okay, Shin Tae-young likes him, but there's that passing. There's that the touches. Is this the best we can? But maybe he does offer something. We mentioned off air something about defensive capabilities.
Well, he offers a more defensive side, like cover for Lee Seung-young.
He won some aerial battles, did he not?
Sure, no, for sure. And I think, I keep on coming back to Lee Seung-young, Park Ju-ho. That's the pairing that worked at the Asian Cup. But for sure, in terms of winning aerial challenges, Jung Woo-young is taller and probably better at that than Park Ju-ho is or ever will be. I don't know. Like I agree that Jung Woo-young was average today. But that's part of his game. He's very seldom a spectacular player. Mm. I think we're going to see Lee Seung-young, Jung Woo-young just because that's the partnership we've seen for a very long time under both Shiroka and now Shin Tae-young. You're right. Like I feel like Jung Woo Young is giving us the Chang Hyun-soo dilemma that we had a couple years ago about Chang Hyun-soo. It's just like, he's not exceptional at anything. He's just good, but not more than good, and sometimes really bad. And so like, you just don't know what to do with him.
Yeah.
He has no real identity apart from being a standard, generic defensive midfielder.
Though, one quick question would be, could Park Ju-ho, who we saw sub in later in the second half, replace Jung Woo Young in a starting 11.
Wait, Park Ju-ho came into the...
Yeah, he came in at like 85.
Oh, sorry. Okay, my bad. I didn't say anything.
No worries. I mean, could that the key Park Ju-ho partnership work out slightly better than the key Jung Woo Young?
I feel like we're probably going to see it on Friday. Just to sort of like see if it works.
See if
still.
It works. Okay. But you're not convinced, it sounds like.
I'm not convinced because I think that like Ju Se-jung showed some stuff that makes me think that he has a chance to start.
Okay.
I don't see Ki Sang-young and Chi Sang-young starting together. Like, maybe this is just because I've been reinforcing my belief that Chi Sang-young is Ki Sang-young's, like, second version, like, his direct replacement in the side.
Doppelganger, okay. Yeah.
But I just feel that they're too similar. Park Ji-ho offers defensive coverage. Chi Sang-young was more of a crisp passer. Yes, he made some defensive interventions, but Ki Sang-young also happens to make defensive interventions as a central midfielder. It's not like Chu Se-jung's job was to defend. That's Chung Yong's job.
Yeah.
I feel like one very quick thing. I think because of the pressing that the team does, the two wide midfielders and the two forwards pressing Honduras a lot today, we saw Honduras generating a lot of long balls. I think it makes sense in that context to have Chung Yong for the aerial challenges to win the ball from the covering for the striker, the opposition striker or midfielder, and to win the ball back in a higher position of the pitch. I think that makes more sense. It's like a target to win the ball back from.
We'll call halftime on this pod for just a hot minute. You're listening to Vangelis, the 2002 FIFA World Cup anthem, a bit of a throwback to that Korea-Japan World Cup. While we're at it, I forgot to mention in the actual podcast, and so I'm going to mention it while we're editing now. Jin Suk Yang, one of our Tavern contributors, wanted to join us, but he couldn't because, in his own words, he fucked up his sleep schedule, staying up until 6 a.m. PST to watch the match. And he also claims, and this is coming from the perennial pessimist, that he believes in humanity again. So a 2-0 victory against a Honduran B-side in Daegu can really affect someone's life. Back to the pod, here's Roygen.
Before we get to, you know, I think the weakest part of Korea's link, the defense, any last thoughts on I thought there was a lot of joy found in the, you know, from the midfield onto the attacking half, particularly when after the halftime whistle. I think we saw like a lot of, it just looked more dynamic than we've seen in quite a long time. A lot more energy, just a lot more directness. And maybe that's the Lee Sung-woo factor in there with Son Heung-min, you know, looking fairly good and Hwang Hee-chan doing his part too as well to mix it up and dribble very incisively. Any thoughts as to how the attacking half looked?
I saw a lot more like interlocking passing and movement that looked really good. There were some one-touch passing, sort of setting up moves really well. Mm-hmm. It looked a lot more fluid, and I think that, like, attacking mix was really good. There were players that did a lot of different things, and I think that I liked how the lineup sort of flowed together and made moves sort of develop.
Sure.
So I think that it was a good attacking performance. First half wasn't so great, but the second half there was a lot of really dangerous moves made.
Yeah, yeah. Not like, you know, dominating possession and not much to go for it. That second half was definitely a lot more incisive. I can't help but wonder, this doesn't feel like a Shin Tae-young type of it's not traditional Shin Tae-young type of decision-making. I can't help but think that some of the Spanish assistant coaches had played a part in helping to develop this.
Well, I would agree that the Spanish coaches have had a part. I do feel like this kind of football, though, is what Shin Tae-young generally likes. Like, I feel like
attacking, that's true, though.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like up to, like, November of last year, when we saw the 4-4-2, I feel like up to then wasn't really Shin Tae-young identity shining through. It was very conservative, rigid, trying to fit players into a 3-4-3, and it made no sense. It wasn't Shin Tae-young football at all. I feel like he's really letting his identity speak through this side, even if it's not the most the side that's going to take the most chances. Because I think we have to say this, just for the record, like, the team did not create a million chances today. They had a few good opportunities, despite having 65-70% possession at times. So that is a problem, and I do feel like the team is a little bit off, not perfectly calibrated there are specific moments where you saw the pass should have gone there, not there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the team still has 2 weeks to gel. International football, 2 weeks can be a lot because players don't play it together very often. You never know. Like, there is hope, which is much more than we had coming into the game.
Fantastic. Let's shift quickly now to the defensive half. And my producer's giving me the look saying, let's wrap this up. Let's do it. The surprise to me that was the center back pairing of Kim Young-kwon. That's not the surprise. It's who he paired with, Jung Sung-hyun, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yep.
Go Yohan out right looked pretty decent, and Hong Chul, his dribbling wasn't as incisive. His touches was a little bit off. What's your take? I mean, the question I initially had off the air was, did we have a clean sheet because of our goalkeeper Cho, or was it, you know, the center backs and the fullbacks doing their job, or was it that we faced not the greatest Honduras A team? We didn't face Honduras's A team.
We definitely didn't see their A team, but I think that the backline did do their job. Like, I saw a couple instances of, you know, putting them out in the corner and then Jung Sung-hyun sort of coming over so that he can make an interception. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of really good at pressing and also really good organization, knowing that you can sort of push the attacker out wide and then realize that they're going to have to pass infield and you can make that interception.
Okay.
And then Jung was able to pass out of the back really well.
Okay. It looked competent enough to me, but again, you know, I didn't have the greatest view today because of the streaming issues, but it was encouraging to see. Was anybody surprised that Kwon Kyung-won didn't have a start at center back?
Well, I don't think we knew what Shin Tae-yong was going to do anyway. So I think if he didn't start today, you're starting on Friday, right?
Okay.
And probably so there's a with Chang Hyun-soo.
And that could be a
no. Chang Hyun-soo is not playing in Korea friendlies. I don't think. Yeah, I think that they like flatly said he can't play until Austria's friendlies.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
So I think that like probably we might see Oh Ban-seok, Kwon Kyung-won on Friday.
Or what about Yoon Young-sun?
I don't want to see him on the field though.
I'm not the coach here.
But the tiny bit of tinkering could be Kwon Kyung-won coming in, facing stiffer offensive threat that's provided by Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yeah, Bosnia-Herzegovina is going to be hard because they have really tall forwards. So it's going to be a test.
Yeah, well, it's definitely... Sorry, we shouldn't get ahead of ourselves too much, but, you know, Jerko, Ibišević, you know, the works.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good test for Korea's defense. Go Yohan, going forward, looked pretty decent. How was he on the defensive end?
I thought he was good, and I think that, like, his pressing is good. He has defensive instincts, which is really good. So he sort of, yeah, he knows to sort of take a attacker out wide. He knows to sort of really put them in tough positions where they have to pass so that his center backs can make interceptions. I thought that he made a pretty good account of himself.
Who is it? Steve Hahn chimed in about the substitution that took place, replacing Hong Chul, who, again, struggled today. Usually, he mentioned that he's better than this.
Yeah.
And he thought that Kim Min-woo, the substitution, was a pivotal turning point of the second half. That he was more incisive as a left back. What's your take on all that?
You know, I don't know how much a left back can change a match, like coming on as a substitute. I'd have to watch it again. I do agree that the team looked better when he came on. I also think that and maybe Steve Hahn is also echoing this, but at some point during the stream I was watching, Shin Tae-yong started yelling at Hong Chul saying, get ahead. Like, what are you doing? Get ahead. Mm-hmm. And if you get caught out, they'll cover.
Yeah.
In briefer words, obviously. and Hong Chul, like, he really didn't do that very much today, and I was very surprised because that's usually what he is known for. I think Kim Min-woo, because he's more of a wing back, like he plays that position more, and having Ko Yo-han, who also plays, well, sorry, I should start over. Kim Min-woo plays more as a winger previously in his career, and Ko Yo-han is also playing as a winger currently with FC Seoul, and so it kind of balanced really well to have Kim Min-woo and Ko Yo-han, who were playing as fullbacks but are really there for their offensive prowess. It made sense. And I think that ultimately, Kim Min-woo will probably go to Russia anyway, as a player who could play in a 3-5-3-4-3.
But if I had to guess, are we all of the opinion that if Kim Jin-soo was healthy, that he should be the preferred left back?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just enough said on that. Last verdict on the goalkeeper. He might not be the preferred starter. How did he do overall in terms of composure, distribution, etc.?
He didn't have much to do, but when he had something to do, he was good. And I think that was a positive. I think he had the ability to sort of come out, command the box, which was pretty good. Mm. He came out and smothered a couple of attacks. Mm-hmm. Overall, he didn't put a foot wrong, and that's really good for a goalkeeper like him.
I think there was one moment where he kind of flailed at a cross, but that was late in the game, and it wasn't really his fault. Otherwise,
I remember that. Yeah, it was a little lucky.
But otherwise, he really really did command his box really well. I agree with Michael. Like early on, I think there's one chance he smothered completely, and it really sent a message like, "I'm not here to be messed around." And just having the clarity of mind that there'll be no indecision from coming out from the back is so refreshing for anyone who watched the KNT in the 2010 to 2014 era. Because, you know, Chung Sung Young was less decisive in that respect. Choi Yun-woo was much better. There's actually one moment where he was going to come out and he didn't come out because he saw the ball was not going to, like, he wasn't going to get it. And, like, it's just these little things that are goalkeeper basics, but he executed them to perfection today. So,
yeah, a little confidence,
albeit
kind of performance. Sure. Well, let's wrap this up with what are you expecting for what would you like to see Shim Tae-young and the KNT do and how they're shaping up against Bosnia-Herzegovina? They're A team, by the way.
So I think that we should keep this shape and, you know, try to maybe integrate Gu Jae-cho, maybe think about giving Moon Sun-min a start.
Oh my goodness! Did we did talk about him, right?
We'll get to him.
Barely.
We'll
okay, we'll get to him. Yeah, okay. All right. We can't forget about him.
Ki Sung Young back as well.
I think what I'll be looking for is the fitness of Ki Sung Young and the other one,
Lee Jae Sung.
Just to see, like, because you know the squads can say they're minor injuries, but you know sometimes they're trying to hide something if their opponents do not completely reveal. So just to be sure they're fully fit. I think we should also keep the shape. I'm curious to see how this Heung-min Hwang-in-chan partnership will do against a more Swedish style team. But trying to gather my thoughts here. I'm hungover. But I think also against Bosnia, the real test is the defense. I'm glad to see that they've brought Jeko Ibisevic and Pjanic. And a couple hours to play Montenegro, so we can try to see who started there to get a sense of who might play against Korea.
We need an honest test, really.
For sure. Not that Honduras was poor today. They were okay. And they did play in a 4-4-2 shape, which is what Sweden plays usually. So they weren't very Mexican in that respect. But, the defense is an honest test. The central midfield is an honest test. And it's just about, can we create more chances and can we hold the team off like Bosnia? Just want to see the progression from today.
Yeah. I agree with everything. My quick takeaway is I want to see Kwon Kyung-won. I'd be curious to see how he'd do as a center back pair I'm going to guess Kim Young-kwon. And let's see our maybe Kim Jin-soo eventually come back. Maybe not this Friday, but at some point I'd like to see him recover in time. I cannot forget about Moon Sung Min. And I'll probably add something about Yisung Woo. The youth, the raw talent, the risk taking in bringing these people in is something I have to applaud. And we saw some very incisive dribbling from both of these guys. Michael, I want you to have the last word regarding that.
So I was really happy to see Moon Sun-min score. I thought that he really deserved the call up to the national team. It's his first call up ever to the national team, so that was really good for him. He didn't have the best passing night. I thought that he made a lot of wayward passes.
Okay.
And so that's sort of like a rushing thing or just not having quite the technique or whatever.
Nerves,
but I thought
really.
That when he got his full chance, he was so good in the box.
Yeah.
He knew where to get to in the box on that move, and then he knew to take his time, sort of dance away from the defender and just pass it back. Like behind the goalkeeper, so he was really, really good in the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really impressive. He looked like again a lot of raw potential, a lot of raw talent, a little bit of nervous energy, but man, he got his chance tonight. Maybe because of all the raft of injuries, he might not have gotten that chance, mm-hmm. and he really showed something. It was really impressive.
I felt like at that time he was the least likely player to score a goal because he had just poor touches and he just wasn't doing things right. His passing was off. But, I mean, his finish showed that that's why he's in the team. He proved the point and kind of made us stop whining about him. There was one particular moment where Young Pyo highlighted this on KBS1, but he tried this outside of the boot pass out wide to Yi-Yong. But there was no need to do that because there's four forwards running into the defense. He should have just tried a through ball. So like little things like this that the team has to work on and Smith has to work on. I don't think he's a starter in Russia, but I mean, like, he deserves the experience, I think.
Yeah. Could be a
clinical goal right there.
Could be a super sub, maybe.
Could be, potentially.
Yeah. All right, cool. I think we're going to wrap this up. Yisung Woo, to me, I am so – I think – did you see the standing ovation – that people gave him. I think they were just really rooting for him and hoping that, he would get given the chance to shine in unlikely circumstances. He really showed his off. And I think could be a vital cog in this Korea team.
He's a starter.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a starter. Oh, it's fantastic. And
I don't think he should be a starter. I think that, like, if the squad is healthy, I don't think that he should start. But I think, like, you should bring him on in the 60th, 70th minute. He's just going to be so fresh. He's going to be running at people that are tired, and he's going to run by them. He's going to be able to dance around them with his feet, and he's going to be able to sort of create that chance that you just sort of are looking for in a tight match. I really liked what I saw from him. He had a really, really, really good technique.
I have a theory that he has to start because he needs to get a feel for the game. Because we saw in the U20 World Cup, the third match against England, he came on as a sub late in the match, and he did nothing. I feel like Yisung has his moments where he's not very good, and he kind of runs into players. I think he needs to figure them out. It's just my silly theory, but I do want to see Yisung start because why the heck not?
Yeah, I'll simply get the last word in. Since I'm the tavern owner, and say that Yisung Woo, I think, politely disagreement with Michael Welch, I think he should be a starter. I mean, the composure he had, maturity, except for, getting in that Honduras player's face with choice words, but maturity on the pitch is what I'm talking about in terms of what kind of footwork he was showing and the passing. And it looked like he was a natural fit. I think... You know, this is not just a nod to the future. The future is now, Yisung Woo. So I want to thank everybody for joining in and everybody for listening in. Stay tuned. We're going to have a post-match analysis of the Korea-Honduras match, some takeaways from it, and we'll look forward to Friday when Korea faces Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yes.
For everybody at the tavern, Chao Gayo.
Chao Gayo.
Chao Gayo.